Blog Talk Radio.
Say that across the board.
You think for me,
I won't say across the board.
And I think we need to get back to the stage.
Amongst friends, conversations for the grown and sexy, where we discuss everything concerning life, love, sex, and relationships.
Yo, what it do, people? Or as you would like to say, what up, America? Anywho, you have joined us for yet another week of Amongst Friends. And I have a lot on my chest, guys. And I would like
to
know.
Damn. You got a lot
on your chest. What are we talking, D?
I got a lot on my chest. Look, stay focused. Okay, so here is the rundown. Y'all know how we do it. If you want to get in on the conversation, you can call in to 60-683-2662. Or you could join us by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/amongstfriends. Or now if you really want to get into it, you can join us on our Facebook group page. And you can get there by putting in your subject line, Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show. Then you can be a part of the conversation live as we're talking. But we would preferably, we would like you to call in and tell us how you feel about the situation and all of that good thing. Now, tonight we have all of our hosts live and up front. We have Jeff, Joey, Q, Brittany, Heather, and last but not least, you have your host for the night. Yes, Miss Deidre Robertson. I can hear all of the talking. Anywho, let's get down.
That was nice.
Tonight we're going to be talking about, we're continuing the conversation on relationships, but we're going to talk about the startup of relationships. You know, I'm all in. Now what? Okay? So now I'm just going to go around a little round table of Amongst Friends, and I'm just going to ask you, you know, when you get into a relationship, it's new, it's brand new, y'all are, you know, y'all have the same likes, you know, if you're doing the sex thing, y'all are sexually compatible. If you're doing the church thing, y'all are spiritually connected. Everything is a go. Let's see. Let me pull in Jeff. Y'all crazy, then a mug, and y'all just vibing. What's next, Jeff?
I have no idea what's next.
She's stupid. You don't know what's next?
Okay. What's next?
Friday night routine, Friday night dinners at McDonald's.
Okay.
I don't know. Cause, I mean, is there really a court? Oh, damn. Okay.
No one wants to talk about what's next?
No, I was going to. Yeah, you cut me off.
Yeah, you
all right, well, none of you want to step to the forefront, or maybe we're even having a slight bit of technical difficulty, which may be the case. I'm going to tell you what's next for me. See, for me, as everyone knows, Deidre's going to put everything on the table from the jump. Talking about we ain't having sex till we get married, talking about, you know, I'm looking married. What's up? Are you in this? Are you not in this? And then we just go balls to the walls. Is that a good thing? Is it bad to say balls to the wall? Like, is that derogatory? It's not derogatory to say balls to the wall?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Okay. So, for me, what it is we go balls to the wall. We're in this. We're ready to roll. We set a timeline on where we see this going, how this is going to happen. And then in Deidre's perfect world, you're going to get on this train, and we're going to do it like Deidre wants to do it, or you can get off at the next exit. So, what do y'all think about that? Q, are you, what you say?
Can everyone hear me?
I can hear you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I can hear you.
This is how I do. For me, if I'm interested in a person, you know, I'm not going to do that Steve Harvey 90 day bullshit. That's so much crap. And you know,
you have to stop going in on Steve Harvey.
But man, Steve Harvey. You don't know the hell he's talking about. This man has been money for Steve Harvey. This is what you do. This is the deal. This is the deal. If you and the person are interested in somebody, it takes no more than a week and a half tops. Tell them if you're bored. You vibe. You do this inner thing. Y'all talk on the phone. You know, and y'all try to set up. Y'all set dates. You know, let's go to dinner. You know, let's go bowling. You know. Y'all do whatever, and then y'all talk about smashing. And see, the smashing, the sex determines whether the relationship should last Can I finish? Thank you. So, to me, the sex determines where your status in the relationship. If we do it and the status is not and the sex is not up to par, you know, to my expectations or whatever, the relationship is not going to go far. Because sex is one of the top three things. If you can knock my boots, we're going to be in it to win it. You know what I'm saying? But if the sex is mediocre at best, it's not going to turn into a boyfriend girlfriend relationship. I'm sorry.
Okay, so for you, Q, if the sex is not good, y'all are not moving into relationship territory.
It's not. Why would people go into relationship knowing that, you know, to a whole lot of people, the sex is one of the top five things y'all want in a relationship. It's not the top 10. It's the top 5. So, you know, and what the situation is sometimes is that, you know, they settle. They could be the coolest person in the world. You know, they treat you right. They do whatever. And if the sex is mediocre, they're going to try to, like, deal with it and perhaps down the line, you know, change their whole status situation. That's why so many, you know, relationships, you know, are gone within the first 6 months to a year. Nah, y'all should nip that in the bud. America, nip it in the bud. If the sex is not up to your expectations, I don't care if the person is good to you or whatever, it's not going to last. Trust me. Who next?
But that's your opinion, and everybody don't think like you. Thank the Lord.
And it sucks to be them.
Joey, we're ignoring Q right now. So let's talk for you. So what does that mean? Y'all are connected. Y'all have the same likes. Y'all spending a good time. What's the next thing? What happens?
I guess what needs to happen is whatever you guys, you know, whatever the couple decides what's going to happen next. Like, I really think that a lot of people go with this well-thought-out plan. Like, you know, and I heard you say earlier, Deidre, you know, it got to go the way Deidre wants it to go, or it's not going to, you know, you can get
up
off the train.
I did say in Deidre's perfect world, and we know that this here world is not perfect. So guess what?
We all know that.
Oh, thank God for that.
As much as I would love for it to go exactly as Deidre would dictate it to go, it does not happen.
Well, according to last week, everything was fine. Ooh,
got it.
Okay, and everything is fine still. Thank you, sir. Don't get it twisted. He tried it, and he
tried it.
Okay, go ahead, though. I'm sorry for cutting you off.
No, you're good. No, I just think that the natural progression should be what the couple communicates. Like, where do y'all want it to go next? It's not a cookie-cutter type of deal. I think the one thing that you should see, though, that there should be some progression. Like, especially once you get past the part of, oh, we're all in love, we have these feelings for each other, and if you're participating in sex, you know, oh, we have great sex. Like, there has to be, now there should be some forward moving, but I don't think there's a list. I don't think there's a, okay, we meet. Okay, we go on a few dates. Okay, we sleep together. Okay, we meet each other's parents. Okay, we do this. Okay, now we talk about marriage. Okay, now we get engaged. Like, I don't think relationships are always or should be that rigid, and should be more free-flowing. I don't agree with Q that sex is the determining factor to whether or not a relationship is going to work.
Joe?
I don't agree with that.
Joe, I didn't say the top. I say it's one of the top five.
No, sir. You said that sex will determine if a relationship will last, and if the sex isn't good, the relationship is not going to work. Six months out, I said
that's my opinion, right?
Okay, and I disagree.
Hey, man, we've already
established
that you is a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
No, but see.
Ain't no cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
But see, the thing is, a lot of people live by that misconception, though. Q is not the only person that thinks that way. Q is not the only person that thinks that way. And he's right.
They're wrong.
That is the reason why a lot of people who think that way don't have meaningful relationships, because they only base on physical aspects. When in reality,
okay,
and you so focused on something, because you can have sex with anyone. Like, you really, we've already established through several shows that you can have bad sex, good sex, mediocre sex, emotional sex, emotionless sex with anyone. Shoot, people do it with animals. So when we're talking about relationships and not just sex, there has to be something deeper than just sex in order for a relationship to be meaningful and for it to last. And, you know, because I've known people who have not had sex in their relationship, and they have a great relationship, and they have a very meaningful relationship, and when they do make the decision to have sex, it's wonderful because everything else is in place or established or whatever.
Jeff, do you agree with Joey, or do you agree with Q's skewed mind?
Why I gotta be skewed? Why
wow.
I gotta be skewed?
Wow.
Why I gotta be skewed?
Wow.
Because it appears that, I mean, what I've noticed, Q, is that when you talk about relationships, the number one stunner for you is sex. So that's a little
okay.
Skewed.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Jeff.
to me. I mean, well, now, don't get me wrong. Sex. No, hold up. Sex is a very important piece of a relationship.
Very important.
And I do believe that sex should be enjoyable for both.
Yes, it should.
However, are some people who get into relationships and who may not be as advanced as some parties are because they done just been a freak or a hoe or a slut or whatever you want to call it all throughout the year. And so you meet someone who's new, who's not used to all of that stuff, and they may not be the best person in bed. But just like it took all of those years and all of those partners for you to get your skill up, because, sweetie, you wasn't perfect all the time. But,
yes, I was.
But you had practice. Is what I'm saying. And so...
And that's another misconception, too, but I'll wait till you finish.
But you get up into the relationship and you're thinking that if this sex isn't great on the first night or the second night and all this kind of stuff, you're ready to write the person off. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Can you teach some tricks? Can you show me how you want it done?
To answer that, My answer is no.
And why?
But we're not talking about me. We're not talking about me. We ask for everybody's opinion. So we okay.
Right. So we're gonna move right on along to Jeff. So do you agree with Joey, what he said about, you know, getting into a new relationship, or do you agree with Q? Let's hear from you.
Okay, I am a realist, so I'm going to start with that. So I'm going to hit you with this. There are dudes out there who have different driving forces when it comes to relationships. I know dudes like you who that's their thing. If the sex is good, then they want to dig deeper with the female. They want to dig deeper into her psyche. They want to dig deeper into her life. They want to get to know her. I know dudes like Joe who are just, they're generally good dudes, and they go into relationship with a different mindset. And when you go in a different mindset, like, you know, along the lines of what Joy was saying, you know, you look for different things. You take stock in the different things that you can get out of a relationship. Mm-hmm. Yes. We can all agree backwards and forwards, that sex is an important part. But for the dudes who are more sexually charged, and that's what they and that's what they're looking for. They're looking for a great sexual partner in order to help them dig deeper into like a female's heart, into her soul, into her mind. Then that's just the way that's just the thing that works for that guy. And if it gets into the place where he can honestly say, I'm going to marry this woman, then nobody can say anything about his way. If it works for him, it works for him.
But let me say this, Jeff, because people can tend to get very confused. Just because I don't think that sex is a determining factor for, or good sex or bad sex is a determining factor for a successful relationship, doesn't mean that I don't have a sexual charge. As a matter of fact, I love sex probably just as much as every person on this phone. As a matter of fact, if I could have it every day, every hour, every minute, every second, and live, I would do it. And be able to still function, I would do it. I love sex. I love sex with an amazing, beautiful woman. And if polygamy was allowed, that would be awesome as well. Anyway, I love sex. And when I first had it up until today, I love it just the same. It has not changed for me. I am very, you know, into the sex. I am very into the orgasm. I'm very into the woman having the orgasm and all of those beautiful, amazing things that make up this thing called sex. Like, I love it. But what I realized that when you whether you are on your grown man or you're still on your young boy motive, whatever, wherever you are, you have to stop just thinking with your penis, because it's all that thing between your leg wants is satisfaction. That's it. That's all. And if that's the only thing you're thinking about, when you get into that rough patch in your relationship, I don't care how good the sex is and how great that woman is in bed and how hard she make you come, when it gets to the rough patch in the relationship and the good sex is all you have and she don't want to give you none of that good sex and you don't have nothing else to fall back on, there is a chance that you're going to go out and get good sex from somebody else if only thing you working with is that thing in between your legs. And that's what I'm saying.
Joe, and you're 100% true. That's 100% true. Now, from my stance, I'm not saying that sex is the main thing. For me, sex is one of the top five, but I also need to have that emotional connection. I need to have that mental connection. I need to have that spiritual connection. All that is in a big ball. So it's not just sexual to me. But what I'm saying is, you know, Good sex, great sex matters to me. And it's like what Jeff said. You know, if I get that, then you know I'm not one of those type of cats that's purely sexually into it. But you know, as what Jeff said, if we go past that, if we meet on the sexual thing and we're compatible that way, then I'm going to give her the world, or at least try my best to give her the world. So it's not where the thing is. And if, for example, me and Lana, if Lana, you know, gets into an accident where she, you know, doesn't become a paraplegic, I'm still going to be there. I don't want you to think that, you know, since if she becomes a paraplegic, that I'm running and going to find somebody else.
You're giving a totally different perspective than what you presented from the beginning, because
that makes more sense to me. That works for me. I understand that.
What you said in the beginning.
What I iterated before, I said it's not the main one, but it's in the top five.
But what I'm saying is, what I want you to catch, and you know, we can rewind this later. What I want you to catch is that you said that good sex will determine whether the relationship will last. And what I'm saying is, you can't approach relationships just from a sexual aspect, because
I don't think I did. What I said.
If you'd have put it out like you just did, I would have never disagreed. Wouldn't be at this crossroads, because that makes sense to me. Because you're right. Okay. You get to a point in a relationship where, and it don't even have to be anything about someone being paraplegic. I mean, God forbid, don't want that to happen to nobody.
I don't want the rest of America to think that, you know, I'm just on this sex kick. I don't want people to think that's how I roll, because it's not. But being a physical and sexual person, those sex is one of the things that I crave in a long term relationship. I crave good sex. I crave great sex.
Oh, me too.
Okay, but I don't want people to get the idea that I'm just sex is just number one for me, because it's not. Like I said, it's in the top echelon, but it's not the main thing. But it's true on the backside. It's true though. If I get the emotional connection, if I get the mental connection, if I get the spiritual connection, but the sex is like to me mediocre at best. You're right. I don't know if I'm going to be totally committed to that person. That's just me. That's how I roll. That's just me. I don't know.
We're certainly glad that you're very solid and you're great with it, letting that be your focus for now. But we would love for our other callers and listeners to call in and talk to us about what's going on with you. Now you can do this by picking up your phone and dialing these numbers. 760-683-2662. Now, so here's something that Jeff put out there, and he said, is it time to put in work or time to coast because you don't have to worry about dating anymore? So is it time to get slack when you're now in a committed relationship? You don't have to put on your best foot forward anymore. You can let the real person shine through. How do y'all feel about that?
I think once you're in a relationship, you have to work harder. There's this saying that goes that relationship is a business, and in a kind of way, it's true. You can't just get into a relationship and just say, you know, okay, I'm in a relationship, I'm lax, I'm done, I'm good. No. I think one of the hardest things is the hardest thing is maintaining a relationship, because it's not just you, but you have to worry about another person's feelings. And that's not all that easy to do. And it's also the art of compromising. You know, you have to compromise to make things work. And, you know, and it's, and also a thing that, you know, it's, well, I just lost my train of thought. Like when you get into an argument, you know, once couples get into an argument, some things like, you know what, that's it, I'm out, I'm gone. But if you're into the relationship, You compromise. You do what you have to do, and sometimes you have to take a knee. Be like, you know what? I'm wrong in this. You're right. You have to take a knee.
Oh, my God.
It's hard. It's difficult.
It is definitely very hard. And so what I'd like to do, because there is someone who is listening to this conversation, they have gotten into a new relationship, and things are a little hard. And so they want to compromise. They want to give it the heave-ho, everything is good. But they just don't know how to make it work. You know what I'm saying? You know, because you have all of these different dynamics of new relationships. You know, you have I'll put my relationship on the line and say I've been single for a very long time. And I've become very okay. Now, mind you, I want to be in a relationship, but I'm also very comfortable and okay with being by myself. I want to be in a relationship because it will lead to marriage so that I can have God-ordained sex. So, but going into a new relationship where you are having to, like you say, consider the other person's feelings and to think about not only yourself, how do you manage that? Because it's hard. It's hard for you to be living one way and then all of a sudden it's like you're hitting this wall and it's like, you need to think about somebody else. What are some tips? And we'll go around the room and get these tips, and then we're going to go and we're going to take the caller that's on the line. Give me one or two tips.
I think one tip is, you know, look at the situation through the other person's eyes. And I'm saying that because that's something that I had to take a step back. Instead of going through, instead of seeing the situation through my eyes, you know, it may be a good idea to, you know, look at the situation from the other person's perspective and you know, continue from there.
That's a good thing. Okay, so Jeff, Heather, and Joey, be thinking about some tips that we can offer to our listeners. And so we have Morton from Virginia on the line. Morton, what's your question or your comment?
Yes, hello. How are young folks doing tonight? Yeah.
Hey, Morton.
What's the young one name that's always talking about having a sex deal?
I'm Q.
Q, I'm surprised you ain't bad,
yes,
yet, young man. Now listen here. And this to the host right there. What's your name? Deidre Sugar?
Yes.
Damn, you sound like you look good. I hope that young guy you're with, I hope he treats you well, baby. But this all y'all youngsters and the listeners out there. Now, a relationship works two ways now. It ain't all about having sex, because when you're as old as I am, you can't always get it up there now. And just the person that you're with, when you're looking in the eyes and you get that feeling, and you know, when you just meet somebody, you're like, God damn, I got to have that. You ever get that feeling? And then with the sex, you just want that. And then when you get it, you got to hold on to it. Now, it ain't always about sex. Now, sometimes you might meet someone, and that person just understands you and makes you feel it's your love you can't get from your mom or your daddy. Hey, you youngins know what I'm talking about there? What's your name? Cute.
I got you. I got you.
Now, which one is Joey? What you got there? Man, Joey, one of you young men out there sound like you got some sense now. It ain't always about slinging
that
wood now. I'm trying to tell you. Anybody can sling some wood. You know, I used to be a pipe band, a joker back in my day. I'm talking about bell bottom swinging. Ass in the air, everything. Boy, you boy. You're old Morton here. You just got to ask somebody. I'm just saying. Okay, now, there you go. Now, Joey, that's the freak. That's the one who like to have sex, huh?
Yeah, that's
Hello?
Joey.
Now, are you single, young man, or are you married? Do you have a woman? What's going on with you?
I'm married.
Oh, you're married, huh? Well, okay. I'm going to ease up off you there. Because I'm like, damn, you're talking about you, the way you talk about it, like you don't get none.
I can't breathe.
Yeah. But you
know what? I can't
breathe.
The old folks
are you, trying to talk. You youngsters have a good night there.
Come on, tell the truth, big brother. Thank you for calling.
That man ain't telling the truth because, first of all, he ain't no old man. That's the first problem we have right there.
Oh.
Somebody calling and playing like they're an old man.
Oh, my Lord. Y'all are too much. Too much.
Wow.
I love it, though. This is good stuff. But this is the time where, you know, we can still say, you know, if you'd like to be a part of the conversation, whether you're young, old,
taking like you old,
you can call in at 760-683-2662. So we got a little thrown off for a second. So Jeff, Joey, what are some tips to help?
Tips to help what?
To help someone who's in a new relationship. you know, dealing with the compromise and, you know, being able to see it? Or do you feel like what Q said was all you need? It's
no,
just to be able to look at it from the other person's perspective.
No, talk everything out over food.
Huh?
Talk about your relationship over food.
Talk about your relationship over food?
Yeah.
What is that?
Okay, so kind of break that down for us, because I need to understand what you're saying.
You put yourself in the situation of talking everything out over food. You put yourself in a situation to where you're not speeding through the conversation. There's a reason for you to want to take your time to make sure that everything is maybe not on the up and up, but that you fully think about everything and that you get a chance to say what is really on your mind. I know that for me, and this is what I can say, I know when it works for me. It's just something in me that triggers wanting to have a not really a slow down good time over dinner, but you just want to enjoy dinner. So it's not necessarily arguing, and it's not necessarily talking about the greatest things either. It, you know, it's all been stuff in between as well. So if you're sitting down and you're eating, I just think that the notion to have a good meal, the notion to enjoy the good meal, will just bring about better conversation. It works for me, so yeah, I just offer that.
So having a good meal.
Well, not really having a good meal, but I'm just saying, if you're sitting down and, well, you've been to dinner before with your lady, right? And you've seen how conversation flows when you got food on the table, especially when y'all just sitting and y'all just kicking. If you're talking about like dumb relationship stuff, like you know stuff that really doesn't have any meat to your relationship, like how was your day type stuff. You know how that stuff flows, but you know that if it does lead into anything deep or whatever, you're able to get that out. It's not you don't even give it a second thought. You're not looking for any type of excuse. Stuff just comes right out.
Okay. I got you.
Okay. Joey, what about you?
I definitely think some good tips are, you know, being able to, I think somebody said it earlier, but being able to kind of push past your own needs and really look into the needs of your partner, looking at ways to, you know, you want to compromise. That's always a good step, but you want to get to the point where you can plan and map out things where both people win, where there are no losers, where both people can get what they need from each other, and they both win. They both feel like winners, and they don't feel like they've lost things or they've lost out or they had to sacrifice something in order to please you or meet your needs. You definitely want to get to the point where you guys can communicate and negotiate in a way where you both are winning, where you both get something out of it. And then the last tip is pick your battles. I think that's one of the things where we lose out in relationships, because we feel like we have to fight every single battle. Everything has to be this type of way. Everything has to go in this order. It must be this way or it's nothing. Like, really just learn how to pick your battles. And in this year and the year in 3 months, almost four months of marriage for me, that was the biggest lesson I've learned. And it has made my wife and I's relationship flow so much better, and my other and other relationships, my friendships, my relationships with family, that I'm not trying to fight every battle, or I'm not trying to get people to see things the way I see it or think the way that I think. I'm just really just sitting back and allowing people to be themselves while enjoying being who I am. So pick your battles.
And to further reiterate, or to further go with Joe, I think it's also a good idea to have some type of balance. You know, when, you know, you can't be, like Joe said, you can't be just rah, 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 you know, my way or no way. But on the flip side, you can't be just, you can't be super passive and be like, you know what, well, whatever you say, I'm fine, whatever you want to do, even though you may not agree with it. So it has to be some type of balance, you know, when it comes to you know, picking and choosing your battles. You know, you can't be too docile, because, you know, that turn a whole lot of people off. You know, if your partner asks you something, they ask you for a reason. They want your opinion. You know, you can't. Some people don't like, you know, well, whatever you say or whatever you want to do. You know, that just pisses your partner off, you know, more sometimes. So, you know, your opinion is valued, and I just hope that, you know, your opinion is valued, but be what's the word, objective, you know, in your decision making process. Is that the word? Objective or subjective?
Okay.
Which one is better?
Mm. Okay. We have another caller on the line, and I'm a little iffy about this caller. But
wow, you know
him. We have Brian from Maryland on the line.
Yes,
Brian,
hello.
what's your question or comment?
Well, yes, I have a comment. Hey, how you doing, and how you everybody?
How you doing?
Going out right now. Now, I think now it's definitely more to a good relationship than sex. Now, the sex could be a bag of chips and all, you know. But, if, you know, you got a good sexual, you know, the sex like that. But what if that person talk too much and just get the hell on your nerves and you try to communicate to that person? They don't want to hear it. Isn't that frustrating?
Yep.
It makes you go crazy.
But,
and if you ain't, you know.
This is what you do. This is what
that's
you do. You just say, you get on my nerves. You know, you just yak a little bit too much. Tone that down some. That's all.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, okay, man, you know to do that, right? But what if that person not trying to hear that, you know? I'm saying, okay, you tell them that you're getting the hell on my nerves, and they got that and what attitude. You be ready to leave, right? The sex ain't got nothing to do with the attitude aspect of things. I'm just saying, though, you know.
Okay.
But basically what I'm saying is it's a lot of ways that a relationship can or cannot work. It's not just based on one thing. But you know, I think that some things, you know, outweigh other things, you know. And then it also depends on the type of people that, you know, okay, two sets of people can be compatible, like, okay, you and your wife, for instance, you and her can be, you know, what other people can't do, you can do. But you two are basically, it's like, let me say, all right, let's say somebody, something that you do pisses one of your friends over, but if they try to do it to you, it doesn't bother you because that's something you're used to, you know. And it's like, you two have your immune ability to, I don't even know if that's a real word, but you, it's like you're most acceptable to things, but it's just so much that outweighs other things when it comes to relationships. So the topic for tonight is a great topic, but it's hard to actually come out with just one answer, you know. It basically depends on the people. What's that?
Hey, Brian,
yeah.
What I would say to you, dog, is, you know, just sit down. Maybe what Jeff said, y'all go to dinner, y'all go to dinner, and dude, you just voice what's on your mind, and just, you know, don't be highly upset or anything, you know, but just voice your opinion, dude, and, you know, whatever happens. I mean, you know, if you're into her, you know, like, if you're into her like, you know, you want it to be, you know, You just do your best to make it work and work it out.
Not to cut you off. I hear what you're saying. Oh, I don't have those problems. That's one thing about me is if I'm dealing with somebody with the big head and they want shit to go on, I'm cutting that off ASAP. I ain't about to do all that. I'm just saying. I was just, you know, flowing with the topic tonight, just saying there's more than one way to, you know, lose a relationship because I ain't going to put up with it. And I'm sure ain't no – it's a lot of people who ain't going to put up with a lot of different stuff, you understand? But, like, as far as the topic goes, like, you know – yeah, the sex, that plays a role. Communication also plays a role. Compatibility. It's a lot of different things, you know. So, like a person like me, first and foremost, you meet somebody, y'all chop it up the first day you meet. Okay, you set up a, you know, a date or something where y'all could kick it for a few hours or maybe the whole day or maybe the whole weekend. You don't know. But as time goes on and you progress and, you know, you're around that person so much, that's when them true colors start to come out. You're like, damn, I didn't know this person was like this in the beginning. But, you know, over time, you start getting comfortable. And when two people start getting comfortable, they start letting go. You understand? So they don't maintain that image that they portray that you saw when you first met them. You understand? So you got to be you also have to be able to read between the lines. You have to know how to read people around you, especially the person that you're dealing with. So when you talk, just ask the person a question. You know, that person that you're interested in a question that first date, and then, you know, the next time you talk to them, ask them that same question, see if it changed. You know. That's how you go about doing that. But there's so many different ways to do things, you know. You just never know. You just got to be aware.
That's true. That's true.
Yes, that's true. And we thank you, Brian.
Speak the truth. All right, B. Thanks for calling.
I have a question for Brian.
No, we don't.
Wait a minute. Why is Deidre so concerned with Brian?
I know. What's up?
I mean, you know, people call in, you can ask some questions, right? All right, that's what I thought.
Exactly.
That's the problem.
No, absolutely.
Is Brian back on?
You know what to do.
Say
what?
Are you having a Heather moment?
But yes, for everyone who is listening, Brian is the new boo.
What?
I wouldn't have known.
Man, put Brian back on the line. Jeff, Q, one of y'all, whoever working the switchboard, man. I was wondering why you was talking about I'm a little iffy about this caller.
See, that's the sign that you ain't, look, hey, y'all, is it me or is that a sign that she ain't sure? She ain't too sure. That's all I'm asking.
You know what? Just because I don't want y'all to interrogate my boo.
I wasn't going to interrogate him, but I'm just was curious. I was like, your behavior is a little off because normally you ain't trying to rush callers off the phone. You know, I was like, what is going on? This not Deidre. She's pulling a Heather move when somebody from the personal life is calling in.
I'm going to just speak to us right now personally.
Hi, Heather.
Whatever, Heather.
I ain't know. Wow, Deidre. Well, that's good. But let me tell you something. That's also a really good tip. If you in a relationship, support with your boo, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, whatever the hell you call them, support what they doing because that means a lot to them. And Brian, my hat goes off to you supporting your boo on her radio show.
That's all right. That's what's up. That's what's up.
And you're
that's
ignorant
love right
too.
There, girl.
What you say, Heather?
I said Joey's ignorant and Q's ignorant too.
What? No.
Hey, Heather, I got to be ignorant. I haven't seen, spoken to you, and that's how you're going to do me? That broke my heart.
That is not ignorance. I'm just rooting that man on. That's love
right
there.
I'm actually hurt by that.
I'm speechless. Okay,
so
carry on.
So we're going to move right on along because we don't want this to be one of those conversations where we just go totally off topic. So, again, we love for the live callers. And so, again, I'm going to
call back, Brian. Push one.
760-683-2662. Brian is sitting right here, and he has been vetoed.
Are we talking about the same Deidre? Like, I'm going crazy. This is crazy. All right, I'm done. I'm sorry.
Why you
going to
be calling that man? Suppose that man has a lot more to say. Let that man call in.
Well, he does have a lot more to say, but But he is supporting this radio show, and so he's going to just listen for the remainder of the show. How about that?
Ain't that a bitch?
Happy to meet you,
hey,
Brian.
Hey, Brian, I'm going to tell you right
you
now.
You got a winner. She a little rough around the edges, but you got a winner, though.
Brian's supporting that show. He listened, and he might have gotten vetoed. You better rub that joint right. Yeah,
shut
Brian,
up, Jeff. Oh, my God. Anywho, we're going to move on. So,
you can move on if you like. I am assuring you, 100% guarantee, that if he calls back in, we're going completely off topic for the rest of the night.
That is exactly why Brian will not be calling back in. Isn't that
Brian,
right?
Brian, call back in, dude.
760-683-2662. Press 1.
So if y'all could see him, he is shaking his head saying, go on here. Go ahead on now. Now, will y'all focus? Focus. Okay, so here's the question. Hush now. Now, okay, so let me ask you this. You are in a relationship. Everything is going good. I mean, you may have your own personal reservations, but you have decided to move forward with the relationship. And here is the stickler. Either your mother, your father, your best friend, your brother, your sister, cousin, uncle, aunt, whoever, does not like this new person. How do you respond? How do you react to what they're saying? Now, you value their opinion, but they're not feeling the new boo.
Okay. For every, like, if it's every other relative except my mother, their opinions can go to hell because I don't, you know, care about them. But my mom, and thank God I've never been in this situation, but, you know, if my mom doesn't like get the person I'm with, you know, I have to take it to consideration, but I also have to take it to consideration that, you know, it's my relationship, and if it's to the point where, you know, if I go to my mom's house and, you know, she I can't bring her, so be it. You have to do whatever to keep the peace, but I mean, and you just hope and pray to keep your fingers crossed at, you know, at some point, you know, there is a common ground between my mother and my girlfriend, but, you know, it's my relationship. So, you know, I'm not saying that I'm going to trump, you know, my mother's feelings because, you know, that's my mother, but I can't focus on that. I can't dwell on that. Especially if the girl is good to me. I can't dwell on my mother's opinion.
No.
Anybody else?
I mean, yeah, me personally. I think that would egg me on to prove the family member wrong. You know what I'm saying? To always present the person that I'm with and
a positive light so that they see the good that's in the person, so that hopefully that will overshadow what they're thinking about the person and possibly change their outlook.
You know, I think that situation, especially with the parents, like you said, you might not listen to like the your cousins or your aunts or whatever, but like the mom, the dad, maybe uncle, aunt, grandma, something like that. Like, it depends on the attitude in which they coming at me, you know, or in which, you know, if they be like, you know, I had a situation where my dad, he was across the board with the girls and the boys. Like, he was like, my sons and my daughters, I need to meet who y'all dating. It wasn't just like, I just need to meet who my daughter's dating. He wanted to meet me and my brothers, you know, who we dated. And he sat them down. He gave them the same talk he would give, you know, the fellas my sisters brought home, you know. So, and whenever my dad would be like, I need to talk to you about this one, like, I don't care for her, or I don't trust her, or you need to watch out for her. Like, we took those words to heart because, you know, they're your parents. But if it's just like not, mm-hmm. if it's just one of those things where they just like, nah, I don't like them, whatever, whatever, and they don't give no real reason, like, that's the stuff I wouldn't listen to. But if it's like a genuine, like, I'm really concerned about this, or you need to watch out for this, and they can back it up, like, they can give some real reason, I would suggest that you listen to it. I'm not saying break up with the person, but definitely just take a look at what they're saying, because if your mom or your dad really cares about you and really cares about what's going on with you, they're gonna give you some honest feedback, and it's just, of course, it's up to you to make the decision. But you know, sometimes it's just really good to listen to those people you hold close, like especially if you hold your parents close, because they have wisdom. They've been there, done it. Nothing mm-hmm. new under the sun. So mm-hmm. I definitely would listen to what they gotta say.
Do we have a caller?
Oh, yes, we do. We have a caller.
Ryan?
We have Patricia from D.C.
Well,
Patricia,
I'm in D.C. at work. I'm in D.C. at work right now, so I figured I would call in. Joseph, you put the wrong number up on Instagram. I corrected you. And, you're really informative. Right now my issue is, well, it's not an issue. I got engaged. My mom came in town, and she knows my fiancé, but the issue is she doesn't approve of him. Mind you, we grew up together, and she just was like, you know, he's still the same dude he was when he was younger. But I don't agree with her. So the issue is I spent the whole week trying to convince her of you know, not convince her, but, you know, explain to her it's my life, you know, I'm going to do what I want. But she never really bought it. She left D.C. upset that the engagement wasn't broken off, and I just had to say it's my life, I'm going to do what I choose to do. But, yeah, and it was frustrating because she's still upset with me, but I really don't care. And I'm kind of, I don't know. Like, I don't know what to do. And it's my mom. I respect her, but I'm upset that it's just, well, she's like, well, I'm not giving my approval. And it is what it is. So, yeah, she just cuts me out before I call you, got on the phone, and start listening to your show. So, yeah.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
And I'm her youngest daughter, and none of my other three sisters are married. And I guess it makes the dynamic even, I think what hurts me more is that I'm not really her daughter. I was a foster child, and she took me into her home as a three-year-old, and I went on to be a little more successful than her own daughters.
Okay.
So at least, I don't know.
Patricia,
yes.
I have a question. I have a question. So you say
yes.
that your other sisters are married, right?
No.
They're not.
None of them are married. The twins are 50 in December 24th. Yolanda turns 40 next April. And I turn 28 in December. And
oh, so they're next,
first,
so, okay.
Yeah,
so
Tanya has one kid.
So, okay, I thought you said earlier that your sisters are married, but you're the only one that's getting married.
Yes.
Okay. 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 And this is me. This is me thinking out loud. Do you think?
Oh Lord.
I'm just thinking out loud. I'm just thinking out loud. Do you think that it could be something psychological because her natural daughters aren't married, but the foster child is? Do you think there's some kind of resentment that way?
Well, they never got married, and the only one that had a kid was LaTanya. So I don't know. Like, I really never wanted to think it was you know, like my godmom just says they're hating on me, but I would like to think it's not that. I would like to think that, you know, you raised me since I was a little kid, and I'm somewhat successful. You know, they called me because the wedding was initially supposed to be in April, but they're all going on a family vacation in Hawaii that weekend, so I moved it to August to accommodate them, and then they're like, oh, yeah, we're not coming that weekend, this, that, and third. I was like, fuck it. Either it's going to be in August, either you're going to show or you're not, because... I work now as a teacher during the school year, so moving into August worked, and it was just, to me, it's like, it's my day. Why the hell am I trying to accommodate it for you? And I finally said, I don't know. Like, I was frustrated because she came all the way out here to convince me to call off an engagement, and then when I didn't, I was like, really? So
go ahead, Joe.
Now I was gonna say, you know, there might be a genuine reason why she feels this way, but she's unable to tell you. And I think because I don't know what the conversation looked like. I don't know what all went down, but there has to be, especially if she made her way from wherever she was to come and talk to you about it, there is something that she might is seeing that you're not seeing, or something that she knows about you that you know you're not making the connection to, or just it could very well just be that she don't want to lose you but doesn't know how to say it. It could be something, and I think one or two things have to happen. One, definitely having that conversation with your mother, whether biological, whether adoptive, the person that took you in and raised you and loved you, and you know that is a relationship that not a lot of people have, and you have to really look at ways to kind of foster that relationship, especially once you get older, because you know, once you lose your parent, once you lose a mom, lose a dad, you can't get them back. No one can replace them. So having that conversation, whatever your decision is with marrying, you know, this guy or not marrying him, whatever the decision is, getting the relationship with your mom in order is very important, especially if you're planning on moving on with your marriage, because you want that to be right. You want that to be okay. And yes, and the second thing, it is your decision who you marry, whether they support you or not. Not saying that's not going to hurt, not saying that's not going to suck, but at the end of the day, when you get married, it is going to be about you and your fiance. But you definitely want that family piece is still very important, and hopefully you guys can work through it to the point where even if they might not agree with it, even if they might not fully support it, at least they can respect you. And that's what you want to go for, not just Patricia, but definitely everyone that's listening, that even if your family doesn't 100% agree with it, at least they can respect you. And that comes through conversation, clear, concise communication.
Go ahead, Joe.
Whew. Okay, so we want to thank Patricia for calling in. I mean, it's amazing how we can be talking about real-life situations and then having an opportunity to have someone calling to call in and actually say, this is what I'm going through. This is what Amongst Friends is really about. So please, you know, continue to call in 760-683-2662 so that we can keep the conversation going. We love that y'all are you're being a part. And maybe I'm about to reiterate some stuff or go back over some stuff that we've already talked about. But what do you guys think it takes to make a difficult relationship work?
Lord Jesus, patience.
Yes, patience out the woodwork.
A lot of patience. A lot of patience. A lot of patience and a lot of prayer.
A lot of patience and a lot of prayer.
Do you pray?
I'm not going to get out of here before this night is out.
I cannot laugh the way I want to at that.
I'm about to go out of here.
I'm joking. What else? Okay, so we need prayer. We need patience. What else?
You got to be willing to give. Compromise is very important in relationships.
Okay.
What do you think, Deidre? We all said prayer. We all said patience. You know, we said compromise. What else? What do you think?
Well, I mean, I would say an open mind, but that goes along with compromising.
No, an open mind is definitely important, though.
Yeah. So pray for my open mind.
And a good amount of makeup sex. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
But seriously, what about the people who have decided to wait?
Well, for those people, for those individuals, then you have to have, you know, there has to be something else that you can still have very intimate moments of forgiveness without having full-blown sex. So, you know, even if it's just like...
Hold on, stop, Joey. Is there a difference between full-blown sex and partial sex?
What?
No, I didn't say anything about through sex. I said intimacy or intimate moments and full-blown sex. So,
well, I'm asking you, is there another sex besides full blown? I mean, it just sounds like kind of pregnant.
Okay, so I'll say this. Intimate moments and sexual acts.
Yeah.
Is that better?
That makes me feel good.
Okay, so the intimate moments is non-sexual. So... And because the idea of makeup sex or the idea of the forgiving intimate moments is to, okay, we may not agree. We may not, you know, we may agree to disagree or whatever you want to say, but we want to express this further with either I'm going to hold your hand or I'm going to hug you or I'm going to kiss your forehead and tell you everything's okay. You know, or I'm going to cook you a nice dinner. I don't know what the hell you're doing, but whatever works for you. Whereas the people that can have sex, they have makeup sex. It is awesome, though. But lots of forgiveness is important.
Okay.
And having somebody wise to talk to, like having someone that's not going to tell you to be stupid or do dumb things, but somebody that's going to give you really good concrete advice or counseling to help you work through a difficult relationship. And honestly,
Hey Joe, would you say for that person have to be like in a relationship also, because and the reason why I ask is because, you know, there's this thing where people who are in relationships, you know, sometimes they seek advice from a person who's maybe who is single most of their life. So I guess the question is,
you know,
how can a single person who's been
that
single,
argument? I know exactly what you're going to ask. That argument,
yeah,
I don't fully agree with, that you have to be in the place in order to understand the place. I don't fully believe in that. I believe there is a certain amount of empathy you miss out on, like if you're single and you are giving counsel to someone in a relationship or someone who is married. There's a certain amount of empathy that you cannot express because you're not experiencing it. But to give someone, I don't think you need to be in that exact same situation to give someone good advice. You just have to, or good counseling. You just have to be a person that has some wisdom and some knowledge to give them clear, concise information. So, you know, and a lot of times it's perfect example. I use myself as a perfect example. Before I was married, I was counseling married couples. And a lot of times they would come with that, you know, they would say, well, you don't, how can you understand and you're not married? And I said, the information that I'm giving you is not from a perspective of a married person, but it's from someone that understands the dynamics of what makes a relationship work and what will break it. And what I'll suggest is, if you want that level of empathy or understanding from the married perspective, to also talk to a counselor or get a married couple that, or a counselor that is married or a married couple. But you can get really good information as long as the person, in my opinion, as long as the person is knowledgeable and is giving clear, concrete information.
Right. Okay.
And Joey is absolutely right with that. I think it is such a misnomer when we discredit people who are not necessarily, you know, a lot of times you hear people who are single say, you know, I don't want to hear from married people talking about weight, or married people saying, well, to divorce people, well, you can't tell me anything about marriage. Joey is absolutely right that people may not be able to be as empathetic, but there is some understanding, and relationships are very fundamentally much the same. You know,
yeah.
We use the cliches of a man wants a woman like his mother, or a girl goes after a guy like her dad, because the relationship foundationally is the same. And
yeah,
a lot of times when we lend ourselves based on experiences or going through something, we lend ourselves more to the emotional than to the functional aspect of what is going to help us. And so when you take experience out of it, you take the emotion out of it, and then you get an objective, creative, concise way to deal and to operate in relationship. And so, you know, I really tell people, you want to go to someone who hasn't, who is, who was, all of those things, because it gives
you
perspective of how it's sort of like, you know, you can put something together, but seeing it from a different perspective gives you a level playing field, and it helps you to pull out those things that are selfish or selfless about what you think should happen, and get you more to the point of what's going to work best for the two of you. And so, I mean, like I said, relationships are pretty much all the same, and you have to keep in mind what works for those two people. One of the things that my brother has always driven home with me was, you know, you don't want to read a book about this person's husband. You don't want to talk about that woman's husband, and you can't do this. You have to learn the man that you're with. You have to learn him, because what that book is talking about is statistics of the 2,000, 10,000, whatever men they talk to. but one in 10,000 is yours, and he is uniquely different.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it's a process, and you have to put in the work to learn that man and to be, you know, present in that relationship. And so that's, I think, where the work is really in relationships. You know, parenting, you have more than one child. You can't discipline them all the same. You know,
you can't.
You can yell at, and, you know, you got to put a little vibrato on your voice, and then you got another child that you can barely whisper in their ear, and they totally distraught. And so
mm-hmm.
as a parent, you learn how to deal with your children as individuals versus I'm the authority, you're the child. So that's how you got to deal with your
mama. Go ahead, mama. Go ahead, mama. I love you some Heather.
I left you.
I miss you, boo. I miss you, baby.
Okay, so as we are getting ready to wind down, you still have time to call in and be a part of the show. By calling 760-683-2662. And I'm going to say to all of the listeners, I give Q a hard time simply because he lets me. I don't think
okay.
he's
okay.
set.
Is that all we're going to say?
What'd you say?
Is that all we're going to say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tanya, I don't know why you're trying to try something.
I know. Come on. Trying.
Keep it moving. Keep it moving. Keep it moving. Keep it moving.
Right.
Keep it moving. Let's go. Keep it moving.
That is, okay, everybody's throwing the tomatoes at me, and I wasn't even going there. I was just going over there. I wasn't going there, though.
Anywho,
keep it moving. What's the next topic?
Okay, and so we're going to end the conversation with, well, I have a question. I have a question, and then how we're going to end the conversation tonight. Gosh, I just had a cue moment. I lost my train of thought.
I bet you did.
Eastside America.
Won't he do it?
He earned it.
Anyway, so let me see. We have 15 minutes left. Okay, so why do you feel that new relationships are so scary?
Because we are human, and we are definitely afraid more than we like to admit of the unknown.
Okay.
And in new relationships, it's crazy because it gives you a, I forget the word, but it gives you, you know, a sort of a double-edged sword where you're super excited about the possibilities, but you're definitely afraid of the unknown.
I'm going to say that I agree with Heather, but one of the things that scares me most is that, okay, I've had to deal with abandonment issues. And so what's scary for me is going all the way in, and I am willing and I'm someone who doesn't really give up on people, but then the fact that there are people who will give up on you, that scares me.
Well, that's absolutely out there, but I think for a person like yourself and with us all, relationships are about, you know, somebody is always going to, and this is a tough lesson to learn, but a good pill to swallow. Somebody's always going to care more. Somebody's always going to love more. Who's doing it at that
moment? Come on, you better preach.
It's who's doing it. So if you're afraid to go all the way in, then you have to have somebody who's willing to come outside of themselves and
mm-hmm.
give a little bit more and come out to the edge and get you until you can come on all the way in. And they can't be mad about that, and they can't be frustrated about that. One thing was the best piece of advice I ever got was, you know, when you ever talk about how you feel about this and you stress, you worry about that, whatever it is, stop being frustrated because your reality does not look like your imagination, your image that you didn't create it. And so that person has to be willing to come out there and say, okay, the reality of the situation is I will want somebody who's going to come all the way in just like I'm going to come in. But that does not naturally happen for us. You just don't do that. You don't just let everything go and dive in. So if you're willing to dive in and you ain't afraid to swim, then you ought to be able to go to the edge of the pool and get somebody who's afraid to dive in and dog paddle them, baby steps, kick your feet out, hold your arm, whatever it takes to bring them in. And that then shows you, first of all, that you can trust this person because they got you, that they're with you where you are. And then they're willing to help you advance to the next place with them. It's worth something to them. It's valuable to them.
And I think, I definitely think that you have to be, I mean, the reason why we're so afraid of new relationships, I believe, is that we fear losing out on our investment because we've let experience be our teacher. And sometimes we don't always go into something new, leaving something old behind. And so I'm a firm believer that when you start something new, you just have to let it flow. Like you can't just look through it through the lens, oh, I've been here, done it before. Yeah, it's important to have some of that in play, but you can't let that be the full lens that you look through when you start a new relationship, because you're gonna start seeing things that aren't there. You're gonna start believing things that haven't even come up because you're just looking from, oh, I'm gonna watch from what happened in my past relationships. I'm gonna make sure I see that in my new one, especially when that lovey-dovey, full-of-heart thing goes away. And I say that because that is how I looked at a lot of my relationships before I just finally just said, I'm just going to let it flow. Like, I'm just going to enjoy myself. I'm just going to enjoy the moment. I'm going to live in the here and now, not in what it has the potential to be and not where I came from, but I'm going to live in the here and now. And that's going to make why did I look at my phone? That's just going to make the new relationship flow a lot better. And for you to be able to see things from a different, more clear perspective, in my opinion. And especially if you are dating someone that, like Heather said, that wants to go all in. Like, that's really hard to find in this day and age when people are very shallow or very hurt. Like, that's very hard to find when you have somebody that wants to go all in, and they want to go all in with you. Because if we really look at who we are, some of us, even though we say that we would marry and date ourselves, if you really looked at yourself and really looked at all of the bull crap and missing pieces that you have, you probably need to sit down somewhere. We probably need to sit down somewhere. But if we got somebody that's saying, look, I love you, and that's it. I love you for you. You don't have to change. I just want you to be you. That's powerful.
Y'all was saying some really good stuff. Like, I mean, not only do I thank you guys for sharing your information with me, there are callers out there tonight who are really appreciating the information that's going forth. So before we close out tonight, and we have, you know, I don't even think we have a good minute left, but I'd like everyone to go around and just share some of the best relationship advice that you've ever received that really stuck with you. And I know Heather's already kind of said shared something, but, you know, just go around and everybody share, you know, some advice that you got was that was really key.
Okay, it's two. One is from my mom. She was like, you know, always trust in God. Always trust in God. If you have a problem, you know, or something with anything, just pray on it. Just pray on it and leave it alone. Another advice one of my best friends told me, he was like, to never change who you are as a person. And I think that's what some people do once they get into a relationship. They just change and try to fit the mold of what the person that they're interested in wants them to be. And you lose yourself. So, you know, it was like, be you, never change for anybody. You know, once you change, then who's to say that somebody else is going to change? So always stick to your guns, always be you. And like my mom said, just keep in prayer, always keep in prayer.
Joey, Jeff?
Oh, man, I got so many, but I think the one that stood out the most was to fight for the person that wants you, not the one you want.
Okay. Jeff?
When in a relationship, do not discard the mind of the single-minded Jeff that used to be. Bring that into the relationship.
Lord have mercy. Yeah. I knew
so,
that.
Jesus.
Say
can we just stretch our hands and lay them on the can we just stretch? Everybody, America, please stretch forth your hand right now.
America is taking me out of here.
Heather, do you have another one before I share mine?
No, the one that probably is most befitting for me is love cooperates.
Wow. Good. It's simple. I think that's going to be my status tomorrow. Love cooperates.
Hi, James.
And the best relationship advice that I have ever received is when loving, just love hard, you know, because the old adage or old saying is it's better to have loved and lost than to not have loved at all. So love hard.
Yeah. Y'all
right.
All in
well,
love, and everybody's in a relationship.
Jeez. Yeah, I'm so proud. Can't wait to meet all y'all significant others.
Well, I'm.
But
single.
You met Lana. You met Lana. Everybody met Lana.
I'm single. Let's make sure we put that out there.
Whatever, because you, I'd be reading some of your status too.
I'm single.
Hey, Joey.
Huh?
Joey, I agree with you.
Yeah, I'll be reading some of her statuses. I don't know. I think she what Q used to say he was.
What's that?
What was that?
A situation. In a situation.
No, we don't have a situation. He's my Monday and my Friday.
Hey!
I love it. I'm serious. I hate when the show be good and then it be over. That'd be making me mad. But, well, whoever get Deidre and Heather, they're going to be blessed.
Oh,
in more ways
than
one.
But you're going to have hell in their hands, too.
I don't know about Heather. Heather just seems very phloetic. Like, she just floating.
I'm very easygoing. No, I think I'm more nurturing. I like to take care of the home.
I'm a clean.
That's just what I'm comfortable at.
It behind me cooking.
Did this just turn to Harmony?
No, I'm saying Joey, don't try Heather. Everybody thinks she's easy going.
No, I think she's easy going until you cross her. Then there's a problem. But I think if you just stay in line, she flows.
Hey, and that's what she wants you to do. Stay in line.
Quentin, I'm going to call you by your government, Quentin.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Get your life today.
Okay. Anywho. This has been an awesome show, and I appreciate all of the feedback, all of the comments, all of the posts in our Facebook group, all of the direct messages that I've received on Twitter. You guys are awesome. We love you.
Yes, I am.
Should come back next week, same time, where Amongst Friends will be talking to you. Jeff, take us out.
Amongst friends, all up in your area. We got top picks causing mass hysteria. Crew 4D, peak the technique. We hit you hard from the pew to the street. Amongst friends, from the ladies for the men. Just 21 or wearing the pants. Fab or combo that you like. Come and get with us tonight. Amongst friends, Fab or combo. Amongst friends, Fab or combo. Grown and sexy baby, Grown and sexy baby. Amongst friends, Fabo Convo. Amongst friends, Fabo Convo. Grown and sexy baby, Grown and sexy baby.
Great show. Damn great show tonight, y'all.
Well, let's do it again next week.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir. Y'all brothers, stay cool.
You too, yo.
Y'all be good. Peace, y'all.
Yep.